morning, everyone.
I can't hear. There I can. There we go. Before we get started today, as Christian brought up just a few minutes ago, this year has been a stellar year for our troop. It was the centennial year for the awarding of the very first Eagle Scout Award. And as such, the Boy Scouts of America were honoring and commemorating that with a special edition Eagle Scout badge. And after the service, you may want to look at some of these boys' chests. But right now, all the young men who became Eagle Scouts this year, would you stand up? 2012 Eagle Scouts. We've got two more up there, so. Stay standing. I'd like to have all of my Eagle Scouts stand up that are active in the troop. Our troop, when we get our new senior Weeblos into the troop in a few weeks, we'll have 45 boys active in the troop. 16 of them are Eagle Scouts that are active and remain active with the troop. So I think all of them deserve a round of applause for that. Now, will all of my Scouts stand up? Scout sign, would you repeat with me the Scout oath? On my honor, I will do my best to do my duty, to guard my country, to obey the Scout law, to help other people at all times, to keep myself physically strong, mentally awake, and morally straight. Thank you, guys. This morning I'm going to speak on the Scout oath. And what does it mean? From the beginning of Scout movement, there's been one constant, and that's been the Scout oath, the guideline for our life. For when a boy becomes a Boy Scout, the Scout oath and Scout law begin to help shape the young man's life. He begins as he hesitantly tries to recite them with his brother Scouts, but soon he can rattle them off by rote. But only with age and maturity does he begin to truly understand their meanings and apply them to his life. All great documents seem to have that catchy opening phrase, "We the people, 47 years ago, I have a dream." How about in the beginning? Likewise, the Scout oath begins, "On my honor." These three simple words have great power to shape these young men's lives. Honor becomes the first cornerstone on which they begin to build their scouting career. For what are we if we don't possess honor? That sense of duty and respect for ourselves and others. Shakespeare wrote, "Mine honor is my life. Both grow in one. Take honor from me, and my life is done." Honor lifts a young man's chin and pushes out his chest. It's a sense of pride in your convictions. It's one thing no one can take from you except yourself. Give up anything before you give up your reputation and good name. The oath goes on, "I will do my best." For isn't that ultimately all any of us can do? For if we have done our best, we can live life with a clear conscience and sleep well at night. To do my duty to God and my country. The scout promises that he will do his duty and devotion to God first and foremost in his life. He will make observance of his religious duties his priority. When we follow God's plan and consider what he wants before what we want, we can't go wrong. To round out the first point of the scout oath, duty to country follows closely. Guiding the scout to grow in his patriotism is one of the founding tenets of the scout movement. Love of God and country guides the young man onto the path of scouting. And to obey the scout law. The scout law, 12 points that the scout uses to build his character. Guys, stand up again. Will you recite with me the scout law? A scout is trustworthy, loyal, helpful, friendly, courteous, kind, obedient, cheerful, thrifty, brave, clean, and reverent. Development of character is the second tenet of scouting. As the scout develops these 12 points in his life, he becomes what we expect a scout to be: reliable, pleasant, an asset to his family, his school, and his community. The second point of the scout oath is to help other people at all times. The scout oath and law are designed to improve the scout's character. But the purpose of improving character is that he may positively impact his community. He first does this by serving those around him: family, friends, neighbors, even strangers. All people should be able to count on our scouts to lend a hand at all times. The first concern of the scout is his God and country. Secondly, his duty is to assist those around him. The third point of the scout oath brings the focus to the scout himself. To keep myself physically strong. A healthy body is a tool that will last a boy a lifetime. It keeps him active in the game of life. By building his body, he will enjoy life and all the adventures it has to offer. Mentally awake. Developing the mind God gave you prepares you for a life of service to others. By growing mentally, he might become a doctor to help those who are sick, a scientist who may solve one of society's woes. There is no telling how much good you can do for others by doing your duty to self. And morally straight. How best to do your duty to God than by following our religious teachings and becoming the men God wants us to be? These 3 points, duty to God and country, duty to others, and duty to self, are represented today by the 3 candles in the center of the altar. These 3 points are also represented each time the scout raises the 3 fingers of the scout sign. The name of the Joy Sunday School class illustrates this same idea: Jesus, others, and you. Ordering your life this way ensures that you will not be out of step with God. Let's turn again to our scripture reading from Proverbs. My version was a little different, but train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. How better can you train up a young man than to help him order his priorities in life in accordance with the scout oath? Place God first in your heart and in all you do. Remain in constant prayer and listen to God's direction. Support and honor your country and the principles it stands for. Place others ahead of yourself. Always be ready to lend a hand to someone in need. Do all in your power to be the best that you can be. A scout does this by following the scout law to develop character. Building his body, mind, and spirit, a scout is better equipped to fulfill the obligations laid out in the scout oath. The scout oath is a promise every scout tries to live up to. Shouldn't we all? Our troop has assembled a group of assistant scoutmasters and committee members whose focus is to assist these young men as they climb the ranks of scouting, from a timid scout stumbling through the oath and law to an Eagle Scout confident in himself and firmly rooted in the principles they represent. Would all the leaders of troop and PAC 34 please stand up? Let's give them a round of applause. Without these dedicated men and women, we could not train up these youths in the scouting program. You guys can see. Today I've asked three of my scouts to come forward and speak a little bit about what the scout oath means to them and how it has affected their life. My first is Coulter Hetherington. Coulter is a star scout. He's 13 years old and a seventh grader at John Boyce Middle School.
It starts out as on my honor. Honor is the core of who you are. It's the core of you and me. And that means, in my understanding, that means a little different to me because you and me are just the same. But how we give it in perspective, that's not all the same. The next paraphrase in it is, I will do my best, is to try the hardest and to do all I can for myself and others, to do my duty. This is really big one for me. To do my duty is what others expect of me, and more importantly, I respect myself and my others. To God, this to me, and only following my Lord and what He thinks the best is for me and my country. This is to me helping myself grow up and help my country stay strong and be a fair nation. To obey the scout law, to me, is to wake up every morning and make the right choices as my day progresses. To help other people at all times is to go out of my way to help other people that are in need. To keep myself physically strong is to take care of my body and make sure my body is ready for my further on life. To be mentally awake is to develop my mind in and outside of the classroom. Not only to get good grades, but to help other people. And to be morally straight is to keep relationships with me and my friends, and the people that I associate with. This helps me personally because I can wake up and think, wow, is that really what I'm going to do today? Or am I going to help other people? Thank you.
My second scout this morning is London Robinson. London is a life scout and 16 years old and a sophomore at Warsaw High School.
I'm here to talk about how the scout oath impacted me. When I was first started learning the oath, it was just words at first to get scout rank. But now it's more I have to live by it. I go every day by what scout oath means to me. Teaching younger scouts, being a role model, be a brother to them, Make it so where they can get, so they understand what it means. To help them be a better person, to have confidence in what they want to do, so they can, so they don't be selfish, so they can get good grades, have lots of friends, but do a good term while they're doing it, so they're not a bad person, so everyone likes them, but yet they're still, they still do what they're supposed to do, and they still get a job done with a good effort, with good mind. And then when, so they can also help people and do a job without any rewards in return. So they can sit there and they can do work after work after work and don't need to be paid for it, don't have to get anything in return for it. So they can, it just it makes us proud, it makes us feel accomplished when we don't get a reward in advance. Sometimes I feel like that we need more discipline in our troop, because some of us don't like, we all have fun, but we sometimes still need discipline. They call me a Nazi because I'm strict. So, like, I'm on the trailer. I make sure the dishes get done. I make sure the tents get up. I help. I'm fun, but I'm still a disciplinary. I try to make sure everything still gets done. Since I'm a quartermaster, I don't like mold. So I like to make sure that everything else is clean for the next camp out, so it's still not damaged, it's not ruined, so we all can have a fun time the next camp out. So to have a good effort, we need to, you need to be able to do something without having a bad attitude. You should always have a good attitude while you're working. You should never sit there, you should not, I don't know how to say it. You should always be able to do something even if you don't like it. You should be able to, like me, I'm getting up on stage and I hate speaking. But you know, it doesn't bother me because I'm going to have a good attitude about it. You know, same while you're working, you should be able to work and not, you know, be able to cry about it. You should be able to suck it up and do it. You know, you should have good values. You should be able to have a character that everyone likes. You should be able to talk to them no matter what. You should be able to go to them for help. You should be able to do, you should be able to talk to that person. They should be the person that you should be able to go to, which I can go to any one of those scouts and talk to them at any time I want. To keep yourself mentally strong, you should be able to keep your yourself healthy, mentally weak. You should be able to stay off drugs and not be able to do something illegal to make yourself mentally awake. Mentally straight, being right with everyone else. You should be able to do right when everyone else is doing wrong. You should be able to, they could be doing everything illegal, but you should be able to sit in the same room and not do any of it. You should be able to not do anything bad at all, even if everyone else is doing something wrong. Don't, you shouldn't be someone else. You should be yourself. You should be original. You shouldn't be able, you should be who you want to be, not what someone else wants you to be. And I don't really have anything else, so thank you.
My final scout speaking today is David Dirks. David's a star scout. He's 12 years old and a seventh grader at John Boyce Middle School.
Scout Oath, I believe, should be shown in our everyday life, at work, school, etc. And it should teach everyone how to act and how to behave every day. It talks about doing your duty to God and your country, and that should play an important part in anyone's life. And I believe Boy Scouts need to teach other people that. Next, it says to obey the Scout law. Scout is trustworthy, loyal, helpful, friendly, courteous, kind, obedient, cheerful, thrifty, brave, clean, and reverent. And I think we should put that in our everyday lives and act and treat other people like the Scout law says. We should do the same thing by helping other people at all times. When someone is having a bad day, we need to help them out and get their spirits up. If someone drops their books, trips and falls, or is getting bullied, we need to help them up or stop the person bullying them. It doesn't even have to be someone your age. It could be an elder or someone you don't even know. Also, it could just be a smile or a handshake that could brighten someone's day. Then it says to be physically strong, mentally awake, and morally straight. Physically strong, I think, means to take care of your body and to keep it healthy. Mentally awake, I think, means to pay attention and learn more about God and Boy Scouts, as well as working hard in school. And then finally, I think morally straight means not to do drugs and or alcohol, to take care of your life, and to live a clean, healthy life as well. When you do all these things and treat people well, hopefully that person will be able to say that that was a Boy Scout. Thank you.
In closing this morning, on behalf of the boys and the leaders of Troop 34, I want to thank the church for offering us a place to meet on Wednesday nights, for a place of hosting Eagle Court of Honors like we did yesterday, and once a year come before you and bring the message on Scout Sunday. So thank you.